Welcome back to another episode of Salt City FC, your voice, your audio home of Utah soccer, Real Salt Lake, Real Monarchs, college soccer, high school soccer, club soccer, the beautiful game on the Wasatch Front. Sitting down again out here in Harriman at the beautiful, we can call it beautiful, right? I think we can call it beautiful, the beautiful Zions Bank Real Academy. I'm really, really lucky, really blessed to have another great conversation with Real Salt Lake starting goalkeeper Zach McMath, a guy that I've known for a long time, even if he's, well, I guess you've been with RSL for a little while, but I remember you, Zach, when you first got your start with Philly, and there were some, shall we say, media shenanigans going on with who should start. I always said, I think this McMath kid's pretty good. You should give him a chance sooner rather than later. And here we are now, a couple years later. We won't reveal how long ago that was.
It's been a while.
Yeah, because it might reveal just how old both of us are. but thanks for sitting down with me. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Zach, let's get right to it a little bit, because one of the most maybe under-talked about moments from this weekend, coming off of a big 4-0 win for RSL over Orlando City SC. Four different goal scorers. Chicho Arango makes his debut. Everybody's excited. The riot is packed. Fans are coming out, going crazy. Is it, you guys also picked up another shutout at home, which four goals is really nice, but I feel like everything always kind of has to start with keeping a clean sheet in a lot of ways. So just how good did it feel to translate that road form from a week prior in Toronto back at home to a big clean sheet at the Riot?
Yeah.
At America First Field, sorry. I keep calling it the Riot, America First Field. Sorry to the sponsors. I bought it, but yeah.
No, it was great. I think over, a lot of our away success has been keeping a shutout and giving ourselves a chance to stay in games. And unfortunately, at home, we haven't done a great job in the first half of the season of scoring the first goal at home and keeping that shutout in the first half to give our system, our way of playing some time to grow throughout the game. And I think we did a really good job of that this weekend, and hopefully we can continue that going forward here at home.
Attacking players always talk about being able to score that first goal just as a way to relieve a lot of pressure, open up the game, play a lot more freely. Sometimes it even happens on the other side, where the game just opens up a lot more. Do defensive players see that same advantage as well? When you guys can score the first goal and open up the game like that, does it also help you guys kind of in the back?
Yeah, I think definitely scoring first just gives us a little bit more freedom to play the way that we want to play and gives us just more comfort to be a little bit more aggressive in our defending, I'd say. And when you give up a goal early, it kind of puts you on your back heel, and you feel like you've got to score right away, and it can add more anxiety to the team. And I think obviously this weekend we did a really good job of avoiding that. And I think, it was a bit nervy the first 10, 15 minutes, sure, and really until Chicho scored, where you kind of felt like it relieves a lot of pressure, and that's when we started to play, our brand of football.
Let's talk a little bit about Chicho Arango's goal a little bit, the way it opened up the game for you guys, but just being able to see him. He gets a start in his first eligible game for you guys, gets on the scoreboard 23 minutes in. How nice was it seeing him score for your team? Because he scored a lot of goals against you guys the last couple of years when he was at LAFC. And I gotta imagine he scored maybe one or two in training the last few weeks. Is he the best practice squad player you've ever come across in your career?
I don't know if he's the best practice player that I've been with, but certainly it seems like in training and really just watching over the last couple of years that things slow down for him when he's in the opposing 18.
Yeah.
Where sometimes things speed up for players, it seems like the game is a little bit slower for him, and I think that's why he's so deadly in front of goal.
Yeah, for sure. And it just having a player like that seems to just really help everybody else kind of calm down. Even your buddy, your center, your trusty center back in front of you, Justin Glad, gets back on the scoreboard. I think he's only like one or two goals off of the team lead in goals scored. Is his head getting this big again? I mean, can you almost not see in front of him when he's standing in front of you in front of goal now?
It certainly gets big every Monday after he scores another goal, but I try to bring him back down to earth and let him know that, you know, he's got more to do. And I think he's obviously been huge for us, scored some big goals. And, you know, aside from Chicho's big goal, having a second goal going into halftime was huge. And he did had another great defensive, you know, performance as well.
This team overall, I mentioned back-to-back clean sheets for you at Toronto and then home against Orlando, heading into another brutal stretch of the season. I shouldn't say brutal, but another multi-game week, which is just kind of becoming old hat in a lot of ways, I think. You're hitting the dog days of summer, the grind of the summer. You can take a nap right before League's Cup. I think that's the rule that they're giving you guys. So lucky this year with that League's Cup. But it does feel like this team is trending up in a really big way, working in some of the new additions. Obviously, you brought in Nelson Palacio, who's been in training with you guys, probably going to make his debut here pretty soon as well. Just what's the overall vibe of the locker room right now with the way you guys are able to go out and just get so many results on the road, now being able to maybe make up some of that lost pace that you've had at home a little bit? What's kind of the vibe in the locker room coming off of Saturday?
It's really a lot of confidence. You know, over the last 2 months, we had a very busy schedule with Open Cup, league play, and as a lot of people have mentioned, a lot of players played those games. So it's not just confident 1 through 11. There's a lot of confidence 1 through 25 that whoever steps on the field, whoever Pablo decides to play, that we can go out there and get a result. And it's a matter of everyone being on the same page, knowing how we want to play, how we want to approach each game, home or away. And I think that's, you know, been a big part of why we've had so much success over the last 2 months.
Is there something different about this team when it travels on the road? Because I know a lot of teams, they travel, they get on that plane. MLS is letting you guys charter everywhere, and so you kind of get in and you sort of bunker down in a lot of ways. Danny was telling me last week that there's a communal card game spreading around. I don't know if you're part of that. Some guys bring their Xbox to play on the road, but you're kind of just, you know, you eat all your meals together. Is there a little bit of like a communal feeling, sort of a brotherhood that establishes on the road that maybe isn't always there at home in some ways?
Yeah, certainly. Like you said, we spend a lot more time together on the road. Pretty much from when we take off from Salt Lake to when we land back in Salt Lake, we're together pretty much all day, every day. We have card games. Guys play Xbox, some guys read, you know, but we're all together doing things. We have a team walk that we do. But yeah, I think there's just, I don't know if it's less pressure or just this belief to go out and, you know, give it your all because you're away from home and there's aren't the expectations aren't as high. But now they are high. We expect to go away. We expect to go to Kansas City and win this Wednesday, and we expect to come home and win again on Saturday. I think the expectations certainly have risen over the last couple of months with the new additions. The way we're playing and the way that Pablo wants us to play is very aggressive, and you know, I don't think there's, if you don't play the way he wants us to play with, you know, bravery, with discipline and aggression, then we don't really give ourselves a chance to win. So we kind of have to put all our chips into the middle of the table, and I think that's what we've been doing.
Sure. I want to ask about you, get into you a little bit, kind of your career and sort of off the pitch, but you bring up going back on the road to Kansas City this weekend, and there's a little bit more of kind of an expectation for you guys to start getting results and maintaining that moniker. I'm trying to trademark the moniker best road team in MLS. Currently my patent request is being hung up with the U.S. Library of Congress, but I'm hopeful that it'll come in soon for RSL, the trademark.
Good luck,
best
dude.
Road team in MLS. Yeah, exactly. What do you make of, because you've been to Kansas City, you've seen sort of the tension that there is between especially fans of RSL, fans of Sporting. It's even bled through on the field in recent years, that kind of thing. Some very, I don't think there's bad blood, but definitely some contentious matches that you guys have played. What do you make of this year's team and going there now, trying to get a result out of there?
Yeah, I think I've always said Kansas City is one of the best away stadiums to play at. I think their soccer-specific stadium, with how close their fans are, how much success they've had over the last 10 years, and obviously the rivalry they've had with Salt Lake, and you know they're finding their form as well. You know, they had a tough start to the season, and they've certainly started to turn around with some key additions back on their team, and we know that we're going to get their best go on Wednesday, and we're going to have to bring it.
For sure. You made some news at the start of the year. Surprised me a little bit because I didn't think you were rediscussing your contract at all until I saw this press release come through right before the start of the year. You signed an extension, 2024 officially. There's an option on there for 2025. And then you gave this quote, and I'm always hesitant to read press release quotes because I don't know how much is massage. Shout out to Trey and Delmi and all of them for the PR team. They do an awesome job. Sometimes they're mostly your guys' words, right? We'll say that. But you gave this quote that I thought was really great. You said, "I'm very excited to extend my stay here in Utah for 3 more years. We've created a great culture around the club, and I hope to continue to add to that culture for years to come." What is it about RSL, Salt Lake, the state of Utah, where it feels like you've been pretty well embraced, you and your family kind of in the area, to where you decided that you wanted to set down further roots here, I guess?
Well, first off, it was nice that Salt Lake wanted me here to extend my contract. That's always, when there's mutual love between the two parties, it makes it a lot easier. But I think a lot has to do with, you know, new ownership, you know, the way Pablo has come in, you know, from when he got here and how that kind of changed the trajectory of where I stood here at RSL. And I'm just excited to be somewhere. I've got young kids. It's been hard moving around the country over the last 13 years of my career. And it's nice to know that I hopefully will be here for many years to come.
Yeah, 13 years. And yet last season, for I think the first time in your career, you went the full Ironman route, 3,060 minutes over every minute of all 34 games of the regular season you played for RSL. Career high 102 saves, 10 clean sheets. How did you do it last year, at 30 years old especially?
it took a lot. There was ups and downs. There were some tough games where, you know, Pablo stood by me and gave me the confidence to keep going, and I think that helped propel us into the playoffs late in the year. And you know, I dealt with some tough injuries at the end of the last year, and you know, thankful to the medical staff and the group of guys around to help me, you know, kind of make that milestone part of my career.
It's obviously probably a little different from a lot of the field players just because of the nature of the positions, but what does recovery usually look like for you guys in the goalkeeping room after a game to keep you loose, to keep away those kind of nagging injuries? Because your entire ilk, you're expected, I know obviously we mentioned it wasn't super common that you've done in your career before last year, but you guys are sort of expected to be Iron Man on the team. You don't get the what do they call it in the NBA, the veterans days or
pro days, we call them.
Yeah, the pro days, that sort of thing as much. So what does kind of recovery look like for you guys?
Yeah, like today I took a normal regeneration day with the other starters, and you know, as I've gotten older, I kind of just gotten used to, you know, I'm more of a 2-day soreness guy, so I feel the effects of a game day on a Monday, and this is my day to really kind of attack my body and get it ready for the next game. But yeah, just, you know, you hope that you feel good after games, but some games are more busy than others. Sometimes you have longer kicks, more kicks, and, you know, sometimes you have weird injuries, and it's just kind of a week-to-week basis of trying to keep everything up to par.
You obviously never want to miss a game, and nobody, knock on wood, ever hoping that for you guys, especially for an extended period, injuries and that kind of thing. But does it help having a guy, a young goalkeeper like Gavin Beavers behind you to say, hey, if I absolutely can't go, this kid's more than ready?
Yeah, Gavin's been great. I'm super, you know, excited for him that he got his first start this year and has played a couple of games, and I think we've seen him grow throughout those 5 or 6 games that he's played already this year. And I think, you know, when you have a young goalkeeper and you give him a chance like that, he can play without fear and knowing that, you know, he can go out there and just play and be himself. And I think he's shown that. And I think that he's done a great job of continuing the growth so far this season.
And contrary to popular belief, he is still a baby, but he's not one of your kids. You're a multi-time father and everything. So I just want to clear up for the fans. Gavin Beavers is not actually your son, right?
He's like a little brother to me.
He's more like a little brother. Okay. What is sort of the mentorship role that you've assumed in a lot of ways now at this point in your career and being well established in the league and also, like we mentioned, in Salt Lake for a couple years to go?
Yeah, I've always thought, you know, my best way of giving back to the game is to help the younger players. I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot. I've had lots of teammates, lots of coaches, been on good teams, bad teams. And, you know, I think a lot of the younger players thinks that it's all, you know, roses and beautiful, you know, along the way of their career. And there will be bumps for a lot of these young players. And to help them navigate that has been something that I take pride in, you know, trying to help not just the goalkeepers, but all of the young players.
Last question, and I'll get you out of here on this, because I like to wrap up with just giving you guys a chance to just talk to the fans. It's never been easier to talk to the fans, obviously, but just if you had a forum where you had an elevator pitch with every fan that comes out and supports you guys, what would you want RSL fans to know about this team right now, about Zach McMath right now, about where you guys are at this point in the season, I guess?
I think that we understand that there's a lot of being expected of us right now, and we plan on meeting those expectations, and we need the fans to push us towards those expectations, and I think the fans' expectations should rise as well. You know, Saturday was an unbelievable amount of support. That was one of the loudest I've seen at America's First, and we're going to need that because we plan on having a home playoff game in the next few months, and we're gonna need to lean on them sometimes.
Is the riot finally back at America First Field?
I'd say so.
Awesome. Well, Zach McMath, veteran goalkeeper, 13 years in MLS, formerly of Philly, formerly of Colorado, formerly of Vancouver. I think I got all the ones. Yep. Now of Real Salt Lake. Thanks for joining me on Salt City FC and talking a little Utah soccer in your career, man.
Absolutely. Anytime.